charge here.
It's my turn.
But the rules are.
It's my turn to be in charge here.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 166.
Yes.
It's been a long time since episode 165.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been like a month. I would like to apologize.
More like a month.
It's been a year. It's been a decade.
Yeah.
All of that. All the cliches.
Yeah.
We were set to record in December.
Yep.
We had a problem with the studio.
We were in here for an hour
while you were trying to fix it. I believe episode 110 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I explained the drama involved.
Oh, did you?
Because we have a new trouble ticket system here.
Oh, Lord.
Where you fill out a trouble ticket digitally on a website.
Yep.
And it used to go right to our very talented, wonderful engineers. And they would come and fix stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a problem with the studio getting ready to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And they never showed up. Nor did they tell us there was a new system, which is partially their fault.
Yeah.
But there's a new system, which, I ranted about in episode 110 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast, available on all platforms, where it goes to corporate, then corporate gets around to it and assigns it back here.
Yes.
That's not very efficient.
Mm.
So because of that, we didn't get to do an episode in December, so I apologize.
Yep.
Now, speaking of the Brooklyn Boys, a couple of people tweeted at me and DM'd me during the break and recently. Hey, you may have seen it, you were tagged to one of them. Hey, love you, love Jamie, love Walkers and Talkers. Just finally listened to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I'm hooked. I'm loving it. Started from episode zero. I'm enjoying it.
Wow.
And then a couple of people DM'd me over the break because we weren't here.
No.
And the Elvis Duran morning show was on break and your show was on break. People listening to the Brooklyn Boys were like, check out Walkers and Talkers. It's more Brody content from, whatever. And they were like, oh my God, it's great. So
Thank you.
I was under the impression most people listen to both or enough people, but there are people who only listen to one or the other.
Yeah.
Listen to both. And when Jamie finally puts up the podcast she's working on.
We have to talk to Gandhi about that.
Which only a handful of people have heard. I have been in a couple episodes.
Yes, you have, actually.
And I have sat in here and heard them.
Yeah.
Very funny. Gandhi from the Elvis Duran Morning Show, of course, and Jamie. And Gandhi's friend Mike, who's a comedian.
Yeah.
From Boston.
Yeah.
Who's kind of got like this this attitude, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, explicit.
That's Mike.
Yeah. Other than The Walking Dead, which returns February 23rd, we'll talk about
it.
I did want to just throw out a couple of sci-fi things.
Okay.
Since we've been gone. TV shows and movies that I've seen that may be of some interest to people who like sci-fi and The Walking Dead franchise.
Yeah.
By the way, I had to update all of our bios and show descriptions that say we review The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and Preacher.
Oh, did you get rid of Preacher?
Since Preacher is no longer on the air, we're not going to be talking about Preacher. And I still haven't watched the 9 episodes. I haven't.
I think I'm 3 behind.
Okay, so I'll eventually watch them. I do still love the show. We're not going to break them down, most likely, because it's too late now.
I don't remember what happened
it's
anymore.
It's too late. Mayhem, you know.
Yeah.
Still love the show. So I had to update it to The Walking Dead and Walking Dead-related shows.
Okay, oh, perfect.
Because they're going to be doing spinoffs.
Yeah, there's one coming out.
And there's going to be The World Beyond.
Yep.
I don't know if we got a title since we were last here, but it's the third show, second spinoff.
Yes.
The World Beyond. They're also going to be doing some shorts with dead characters and then showing their backstories.
Yes.
Or some things we didn't know like that happened. Or they went off for a week and then this is what they did.
I want to see that.
Yeah, so most likely we're going to see Abraham because Michael Cutlets, he can't get enough.
Although
Steven Yeun said, I want no part of it. I'm done.
Wow.
I closed that chapter in my life. I like to feel that it's complete. Glenn's dead, by the way, spoiler.
Yeah.
And I have no interest in going back.
Mm.
Now, money talks, people, but in an interview recently, he said, I'm good. I finished it, wrapped it up. I feel like there's a bow on it. I'm good. I don't want to
go.
But you know, Carl will go back in a hot second. Carl's dead, spoiler. So there's that. Let's see. So shows I would recommend in the sci-fi superhero genre.
Okay.
I think I talked about The Boys on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. You did mention that.
Now, I read the comic when I was a kid, and they made a movie, which was okay, but not as good as the comic. The Watchmen on HBO.
I know you like that.
So good. And I'm reminded how much better TV is when you watch it once a week. It's so much better than binging, like when they drop shows on Netflix. And
and it's a whole season at once.
Right.
It's
I don't like that. I like it. Like if the show is written that way, that's one thing. But boy, cliffhangers and that anticipation, like, oh, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about in a second, why I'm excited about Fridays for the last few weeks.
Okay.
Last 10 weeks, whatever it was. 8 weeks. So The Watchmen is basically a sequel of the comics, not the movie.
Yes.
And the comics revolutionized the comic book industry. People will say it was a graphic novel. But those of us in the know it was a 12-issue miniseries of comics that they then turned into a graphic novel.
Yeah.
And it bothers me when they say, oh, it's based on the graphic novel.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's based on the comics. The graphic novel is basically a recap of the 12 issues of the comic.
By the way, Jeffrey Dean Morgan did a tweet the other day with the comedian mask on.
Yeah, so in the movie, Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays the comedian.
Yeah.
Who? So the Watchmen takes place in an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Now, the comics, the superheroes have no powers. They're just masked vigilantes like Batman, right? In the movie, he gave the people who did the screenplay, gave the characters powers. They don't have powers.
Yeah.
So the movie was a bit of a departure.
Yeah.
But he plays the comedian who is a badass who, sort of like Negan, where he kills people he doesn't like. He fucks them up more than he should. He's not the best superhero.
Yeah.
In fact, they're all a little bit tainted, which is why...
Very Negan-like.
Yeah, which is why the comics kind of change the face in storytelling, in character creation. I mean, the comics are amazing.
Yeah.
But the TV show on HBO, I was skeptical because the movie was okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, and
it was very long.
The first episode was sort of like, all right, there's some little flashbacks, some little Easter eggs from the comics. Like, oh, the owl, I get it. Blah, blah, blah. It got really good.
That's on HBO, correct?
Yeah, it got great. So you can go watch it now. But watching it every Sunday after The Walking Dead and then by itself when The Walking Dead ended was so nice to look forward to.
Yeah.
Speaking of looking forward to, The Mandalorian. Oh, my God.
I remember you were hooked episode one.
Episode one was fantastic. The show, if you're a Star Wars fan, it's fantastic. If you're not a Star Wars fan, it's a really good show. But it's so good because it takes place 5 years after Jedi, which was episode six, but the third movie made. So it looks like 1983 Star Wars.
Wow.
They use the same camera technology, the same filming technology. They filmed it as if they were in the 80s.
Wow.
So it looks like, another episode, like right after.
Mm-hmm.
But the storyline, the character, it's all fantastic.
Are you obsessed with Baby Yoda too?
Oh my God, he's so cute, but in the movie, like, what is he and how does he play into and the race of creatures? Because Yoda from the movies and Yaddala, I believe, is the female Yoda, or the female character from that species.
Oh, I didn't know there was a female one.
In Star Wars parts one and two, episodes one and two, she's on the Jedi Council.
Okay.
And then she dies in a book, spoiler, but you don't see it in the movie.
Okay.
A book recaps that she dies in a battle that off screen.
Oh, all right.
But now there's theories, like, because the baby is 50 years old in the show. That's not a spoiler. It's right away you find out.
Yeah.
The baby technically could be their baby.
Okay.
Right? But we don't know because they've never said the name of the species that Yoda is.
Interesting.
And there's never been any other story other than what we've seen. We don't know if he had the kid or not.
Yeah.
We don't know where this offspring has come from.
Yeah.
But it's cool. No, the show's just great. Show's good. All good stuff. So I recommend it wholeheartedly. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's just great. It's the same droids as Return of the Jedi. Like, the technology is the same.
That's cool.
From that period of time.
Yeah.
Really good. But Yoda, this baby, this green creature, was not in the new Star Wars movie. It's not in the trilogies. It's not in 7, 8, 9, which take place roughly 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So that begs the question, what happens to it?
Yeah, oh.
Now, there's one crazy theory that the baby is Yoda and that it will eventually time travel back and grow up and grow old to become Yoda.
Okay.
That this creature may be a...
So it might actually be Yoda.
Okay. And that's why it's not in the future when the movies come out.
Okay.
Because it finds a way to time travel back to, let's say, 1,000 years or 800 years earlier, and then grow up as Yoda as we know him.
Okay.
Because he may see history and say, wait a minute, I have to go back and fix something. We don't know. But it's like, well, why wasn't he in the movie? If he's this all-powerful Jedi, wouldn't he be in the movies?
You would think.
Right. And if Rey is the last Jedi, and this baby clearly has the Jedi skills a little bit, again, that's in the first episode. It's not a spoiler. It's not anyway, watch the show. It's fantastic.
Yes.
And then the movie Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker.
Did you like it?
I liked a lot of it. I thought overall it was very good, entertaining, and there was a lot of moments where you go, oh, that, and they referenced every other movie. And
that's nice.
They did a lot of like really good references. Now, allegedly with Star Wars, by the way, let me backtrack. Welcome to Walkers and Talkers.
Yes.
I'm David Brody Melbster in the Morning Show.
Yeah, that's about that.
Jamie from Light FM. Welcome. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And people have missed what we like to call the snappy banter.
Snappy banter.
Snappy banter. That's us. And I put that in our description now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
yes.
It now says, I took out Preacher and added Snappy Banter. Snappy Banter. So there's two things now that are circulating the internet. One is that there's a director's cut, or the J.J. Abrams cut,
mm-hmm.
that's 3 hours long, and it has all the things that Disney cut out of the movie after he submitted it to make it shorter.
Wow.
So there's some things in the movie, no spoilers here, no spoilers. But things that you go, how'd that, where did that, what? That just happened? There's backstory that you missed.
Oh, so where can you see that?
Edited. Well, that's now. So when the Justice League of America was released, people panned it. And they wanted the Zack Snyder cut, they called it. Because Zack Snyder, the director, had made a different version that laid out differently. And they eventually released it. So people are saying, well, we want the J.J. Abrams cut. We want the full.
I would want to see the full backstory.
So knowing Disney, they you know, they'll release it again now to make more money.
Probably.
They might, right? Because like, you'll be like, no, it all makes more sense now, kind of thing.
Okay.
There's also now, as of yesterday, today's the 15th of January, on the 14th of January, on the 14th day of January, my Star Wars gave to me, the original script of movie 9 was leaked, quote unquote, onto the internet. So originally, Star Wars Episode 9 was written by, screenplay was written by two guys.
Okay.
It's going to be written and directed by two guys. Disney wasn't happy with where it was going, and they fired them.
Oh.
And then J.J. Abrams, who directed 7 and Felicity and Star Trek, they brought him back to fix everything.
Wow.
So he rewrote the script using some of the plot points. So those guys have writing credits, but he...
I was going to say, they get some credit,
they get
right?
some credit, right.
Okay.
So Star Wars 789, I know you tuned in for The Walking Dead, we'll get to it, I'm so sorry, but I appreciate you sticking along. Star Wars 789, J.J. Abrams wrote 7. Then Rain, what's-his-face? Guy who does... just did Knives Out. Rain Anderson,
wasn't it? Oh, Knives Out was awesome. Did you see that?
Yeah, so look up who directed Knives Out. You'll see people screaming at the podcast right now. It's Rain... Brian?
I'll look.
It's Brian, the director. I forget his last name.
I'm looking. You look it up.
Okay. So he did episode 8. And he changed a lot of things that seemed to be where J.J. Abrams was going in 7.
Yeah.
So then
Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson, thank you. So when J.J. came back in 9, he had to fix some of the mistakes and poor choices that Rian Johnson made.
Ooh.
By the way, Knives Out was fantastic.
Oh, I loved it.
Although Chris Evans is in the movie and he doesn't have a shield. He's not Captain America.
He's a jerk in the movie.
Hey, don't say that. There's one plot hole in the movie that I'll talk to you about off this.
Okay.
If anyone else has the question about Knives Out, you can DM me.
I couldn't
get
used to Daniel Craig with a Southern accent.
He was excellent.
He was, but it was at the end. I'm like, I was still not used to it.
Yeah, it was fine.
It wasn't a bad accent.
Ever since half the cast of The Walking Dead is British, I don't care anymore. I don't care. So there's now that script got released. So now you can see, like, oh, where were they going to take it?
Yeah.
Where would they have finished up the scene? So, like, oh, in 9, there's some people you go, oh, they're related? But in the original script, no, they weren't related.
Oh,
like, completely changed things.
Oh, wow.
Boom!
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Even though Preacher's not on the air anymore, that won't stop us from playing this.
Hey, guys, this is Archface from AMC's Preacher, and you're listening to Walkers and Talkers with Xavier Brody and Jamie.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
I know somebody at school used to say that. Wenyway. That's not Wenyway.
That's
like ginormous. There's no need for that word.
Oh,
it doesn't change enormous or...
Yeah, or giant.
Or gigantic. It doesn't change.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. You want to use it. I don't use it.
I think Buddy the Elf says ginormous.
Well, then I'm definitely not using it. Who that is, I don't care. You saw a member of The Walking Dead naked?
Yes. So the show's a few years old and there was only 2 seasons, but I loved the show The Nick. I think it was on Cinemax. And it was with Clive Owen and it took place in 1900 at the Knickerbocker Hospital in the turn of the century in New York City. And in season 2, there's a member of the board of the hospital. It's kind of shady and like with lots of women. And he's kissing this girl and she's like giggling and the camera pans out and it's Emily Kinney who plays Beth in The Walking Dead. Well, and then
she did. Spoiler.
Well, she did. She's dead. So, but then it was like right when movie cameras were being invented. So he had actually like stand there and turn.
Was it the gunpowder that exploded?
No, it was a movie camera. So it was like he was filming her, and he's
all
like,
"All right, Shay, go ahead and film your scene."
He's like, just take your shirt off. So she's like giggling.
Does that work?
No, it did for her.
Damn it, I gotta get one of those cameras.
She got naked. So
he was cranking it.
He was cranking it, and she got naked.
And he kept cranking it?
And she got naked.
And he kept cranking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, did he finish cranking it?
He can't participate because he has to crank it.
He's cranking it. Well, he is, and that's so he's participating in his own way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Did he seem to enjoy the filming process?
He did, and then he showed it to other people. It was kind of like early age porn.
Wow.
So he showed it around.
How did she look naked?
She has tiny boobs, but...
Well, I think we knew that.
But she's a tiny lady.
Listen, okay, for those of you listening right now who have tiny boobs, male and female, that's not a negative.
It's fine. I didn't say...
It was just a descriptive thing.
Yeah, descriptive. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's a beautiful girl.
By the way, women with small breasts will often say, like, to defend themselves, they go, anything more than a mouthful is wasted. You don't know that. You don't know that.
Oh, my God.
Unless you're a lesbian and but you don't know that otherwise.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, she has a great body.
Yeah, no, very attractive.
But it was, and
it's
then she played a nurse on the show, so.
Nurse?
Yeah.
Did she nurse anyone?
No, she didn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really dirty. It was just like, you know, her just topless.
Just topless.
Yeah, then the doctor, when he wasn't a doctor, he was on the board, he showed it around with
his friends. Examined her, though?
Probably, yeah.
After he was cranking it?
He was cranking it, and then I don't know what happened.
Okay. All right. Did he zoom in? Probably didn't have Zoom back then.
I don't think there was a Zoom feature.
Now, did he put a filter on it?
It was like that sepia tone kind of look, you know, because it was supposed to be 1900.
But she didn't have like dog face with the big tongue.
No.
She didn't have the Disney character over your head.
Yeah,
I'm not doing
that.
I'm not doing that, by the way. Not doing the what Disney character are you?
No.
Because you're not really that character.
No, you're not.
You're not. If I get Prince Charming, I'm like, oh, I get a castle now? I don't get anything. I'm not doing it. I don't care. It's random. It's just as much validity as horoscopes.
Very random.
Random.
I was Shere Khan from The Jungle Book, and he's really...
Oh, I would have said that immediately. I was like, you know, you're totally
Shere Khan. Yeah.
Shere Khan.
I was like,
Shere Khan.
Oh, that's what I got.
Shere Khan, everybody. Everybody Shere Khan. Okay. Sister Slade reference to Chaka Khan. Okay. All right, let's talk about some Walking Dead news, if you don't mind.
Yes.
We're an hour into this podcast already. 2 hours? What is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. All right. So, you know, listen. When you have a failing product... Everybody always goes, when American Idol would have a bad season, they go, next, this is the season, we raise the bar.
They always say that.
Right, we're raising the bar. Now, more talent this season than ever before. Not possible, you're lying. You just didn't have a good season last year. This year, oh my God. So Fear the Walking Dead's creators are saying season 6 is going to change quite a bit.
Wow.
So it talks about the Ginny, the pioneer woman, and that 16 episodes will be 16 little movies. Being a bit more anthological.
Wow.
It's an approach in storytelling for the season that'll be different from previous seasons. Structurally, the show's going to change. A little less vignette-y in telling 16 little stories.
Vignette-y.
Then he goes on to say it's still a serialized story, meaning it'll go through the whole season, but each episode will be more self-contained.
Okay.
And he said, in terms of the fifth season's poor reception, destroyed on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way,
oh.
Episode the episode before the finale, the selfie death. Worst reviewed episode of any show in the series,
ooh.
both series.
Ooh.
He said, well, we were excited that people cared enough to hate the season, but he goes on to say, the fifth season needed to be written so the sixth season could happen. We have long range plans,
and he says, long range. Okay.
He says. Once you watch season 6, I think you'll look back at season 5 in a different way.
Hmm.
It'll make more sense that we needed to show these people being altruistic and trying to be helpful in this world and then failing.
Okay.
He said, look, in season 2 of The Walking Dead, people hated it initially. Why are they on a farm?
Oh, that was my favorite, one of my favorite seasons.
But at the time, people were like, why would you put them on a farm? Why are they spending so much time on a farm? Now people look back and they loved it.
Yeah.
So he's saying you'll love it.
Oh, it's like kind of, yeah.
The problem is, if people stop watching your show, they're never going to see season 6.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
It was sort of like season 7 of The Walking Dead. You had the premiere where Negan does what he does.
Yeah.
Okay? Kills a couple people.
Spoiler.
And then it was depressing and downtrodden where they treated them like crap and they were under his boot. And it went on too long. And people didn't enjoy them suffering.
I know so many people that just... dropped off.
Losing their mattresses and just being tortured.
Oh, when they burn the mattresses, yeah. You're like, oh, too far.
Right, too far. And spoiler, they burn the mattress. Yeah. And so it was too long before they had the uprising.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, spoiler, uprising. And and so I feel like you lost people after season five because mm-hmm. it was, and the second half of season four was terrible. So basically what they're saying is, and I'll look forward to it. There's some other things we're going to talk about in that episode, season six in a second.
Yeah.
Possible future crossovers again, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's one more we definitely know about because they put out a picture of it. We'll talk about it in a second. They're calling them bottle episodes, that they'll be more focused because they said people loved the June episode that was, you know, the bottle episode, and people loved the Alicia episode.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, did they though? Mm. Did they? Like the June episode was touching and it was fine. It was like, okay, one episode, I get it.
Yeah.
You wanted to show their relationship and that was fine. But I really don't think bottle episodes are usually any good.
Remember the one with Tara and Heath?
No.
It was kind of like one of the worst in the season.
I really think they filmed that episode, I told you this many times, specifically to have content for the trailer for that season.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't show you who died in the Negan lineup.
Yeah, but that was a bottle episode.
Yeah. So that's their comeback? Well, season five sucked, but we're going to bottle it off.
Oof.
But he says, you know what? They're in different locations because they split up. They split everybody up at the end.
That was so messed up.
And so that you're going to see different things. And
we'll know if Morgan made it or not.
Yeah, I got to feel like he did.
I feel like he did.
Feel like he did.
He doesn't die, remember?
I don't die. Season six photo. So people were seeing Christine Evangelista, who played Sherry on The Walking Dead, who we haven't seen since season eight. In the Texas area, walking around town, spoiler people got pictures of her on set.
Ooh.
And so they released a photo of Dwight with Sherry.
They were holding hands, right?
Right, holding hands.
Yeah, I saw that.
So people are like, well, is it a dream sequence?
Oh,
is he losing his mind?
Don't do that to us.
Or is it really Sherry?
I hope he really finds her.
Yeah, and if it is Sherry, Sherry saved Morgan. Now, it's a reason to like her again. Plus, I told you.
We thought that.
Definitely her on the walkie-talkie.
Yes. We thought it
and
could
so my guess is she went to the town to find them and she found Morgan right at the moment to save him. Morgan's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't die. So we talked about seeing her naked boobs, but remember when Emily Kinney was fully dressed and recorded this for us?
Hi, this is Emily Kinney, Beth on The Walking Dead, and you're listening to David, Brody, and Jamie on the Walkers and Talkers podcast.
World Beyond, the new show, has ties to The Walking Dead season two.
Interesting.
Why is that? Well, if you remember season two, episode eight, it was called Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Rick and Glenn go out looking for Herschel, and they find three guys with guns. Those guys tell a story about a train running from Montgomery out to the middle of the country to get people away from the outbreak. And the trains were running to Kansas and Nebraska. And Tony, one of those three guys, says Nebraska was a holdout when the zombie outbreak happened. You can go back and watch this because there weren't a lot of people in Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of guns.
Hmm.
By the way, I don't believe that's changed much in the world. It's probably still
probably
true
still the same.
In this world. So The World Beyond reveals a new society, one that is home to more than 10,000 survivors living in Nebraska. So they used that as a kickoff as the location they were going to pick.
Interesting.
He wanted to pick a place that was nowhere near Georgia or Texas.
Okay.
So it would be on its own.
Interesting.
But he picked Nebraska because of the storyline in season two.
So that's definitely where
initially start in Nebraska.
Gotcha, okay.
But I'll get to, you'll see. Okay. He said the scope of World Beyond is different from the other two shows as it's largely inexperienced characters who will confront empties. So they refer to the dead as empties, which was a term used only once or twice in the comics. A few times in the comics. People call them empties.
Yeah, it's never been on The Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead that I know
of. So they're calling them empties. Add it to the list of the things.
Yes.
Biters.
Bobbers, biters,
yeah.
Walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The infected.
Yankee fans. Sorry. Let's go Mets.
I know you love the Mets.
I do. By the way, great week for the Yankees because their two biggest competitors, two of their biggest competitors. Now we're talking about baseball. The Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox. Both wrapped up in a huge cheating scandal. Both fired their managers. Penalties, lost draft picks.
Ooh, that's
so
bad.
If you're a Yankee fan, it's a good week to be a Yankee fan. If you're a Red Sox fan, it's about to get even worse for you because your team's about to get punished. So Gimple goes on to say the new show focuses on young people, and even the adults on the show are a little younger, probably 30s. And they've grown up with, we're going to call them walkers. We're not going to change the name of our podcast to like Empties and Tempties.
Empties of what?
Tempties. People who tempt. I don't know. Shmempties. They've seen them.
Yeah.
But they haven't been outside killing them or fighting them or trying to survive.
No, they kind of have just seen them from afar.
He said, so it's a big deal when characters go outside the walls into the world.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to deal with them. So, there you go. And some of the kids, again, we talked about this, they were born after the apocalypse started, so that's all they know.
Yes.
Is this world. Scott Gimple confirmed, finally, like we needed him to confirm it, that Ryan Hurst is, in fact, on the cover of that album from Fear the Walking Dead.
Crazy.
He said, we just wanted people to know that, you know, both shows are in the same world, and then we thought maybe a couple of people would notice it. Well, everyone noticed it.
Yeah.
Everyone noticed it. He said there are other communities other than CRM. So as we learned, Monument is the M, which is the new show.
Yep.
C is Commonwealth. We don't know what R is.
No.
He said the Pioneers are not R. The Pioneers are just in a large community we'll learn about.
Okay.
But not part of the Three Rings, which is why they didn't know about the helicopters.
Okay.
He said that there'll be a lot of other communities like that that just going to pop up but aren't part of the CRM. Rings. He also said that... the new show will heavily interact with the Three Rings on the helicopter and the CRM communities.
Yes, he did say that.
But that the other two shows, The Walking Dead and Fear, aren't really going to delve into it anymore.
Hmm.
An occasional mention or a reference to keep you in the loop, keep you interested.
I would have to say they probably would mention it in the movies when they show.
Well, they said that there will be tie-ins to the movies from the new show.
Oh.
More likely. But we believed Rick was taken to Philadelphia. And they're in Nebraska, so there's got to be some traveling. Commonwealth is in Ohio, so maybe a triangle with Philadelphia.
Maybe.
We'll see. Season 10 will also introduce, officially they announced, the princess from the comics, whose entrance is tied to the Commonwealth period of the comic books.
Okay.
She may be joining a little before Commonwealth. She may come in with Maggie. We don't know.
Interesting.
But Maggie's definitely coming back this season. We may or may not meet Stephanie. Episode 10B, which is the first episode back on February, what does it say, 23rd, is entitled Squeeze, which we assume is more about Hooper Andrews getting stuck in a hole in the cave.
Oh my God, if something happens to Jerry.
I hope not.
I don't want to talk about it.
Other episode titles, Morningstar, Stalker, and Walk With Us.
Ooh, Stalker.
Walk With Us, I'm assuming, is a reference to Negan. They want him to walk with them, what I'm guessing. And they're saying episode 12, which doesn't have a title, is probably Michonne's last episode.
Oh.
Scott Gimple says he wants to do a Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover for the Walking Dead shows. If you don't know what that is, it's from the DC comic books, but now also on the CW, where they took all of their CW shows, all of the heroes from all four, five, six, whatever shows there are, and then showed that there are other worlds. So there's another Earth.
Okay.
There's multiple Earths in the multiverse. Marvel Comics and DC Comics both have a multiverse. Okay. So I don't want to say, because it's going on right now, I don't want to say anything. But in those shows, there was just huge crossovers.
Yeah.
So he says it would be great to do, inspired by that, a huge crossover either of the three shows or of some of the spin-off web series that are going to come. Like just a lot of characters from all over.
Yeah.
And do a massive thing.
Wow.
He's like, I don't know how we're going to do it, but
that
I like that idea.
Would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I got for news updates, except that after The Walking Dead, a few weeks later, actually, they haven't announced it yet. There may be an overlap that the World Beyond may be like the premiere will come after the finale.
Oh, like right after?
Right.
Okay.
The way season 4 of Fear started at the end of season 8 of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Right? They may do an overlap. But then you're going to wait a little while. And then Fear comes back late summer.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the order.
Okay.
Okay? That's all I got.
And then they'll push Talking back an hour, right?
If there's an overlap, I'll allow that.
Okay, we allow it because it's not Badlands.
It's not into the Badlands. We're not going to F you the new Walking Dead show.
No, we're not.
No, that's family.
Yeah, that's family.
Right. So there you go. That's why, again, our podcast is all things The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Because it's going to expand and we got to keep up.
Yes, that is true.
Welcome back. Thanks for being patient. I'm not going to say when we'll do another episode.
Okay.
Because I don't know what our schedules are going to be. Maybe in a week, maybe a week and a half, something like that. But if any news breaks, we'll pop in with a short one.
It was Norman Reedus' birthday, January 6th. Okay. Just want to wish him a happy 51st birthday.
Sorry, on my first day back from vacation, we didn't come back and do a special podcast for Jamie.
I did shout him out on the air, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I talked about his birthday.
Oh, did you talk about your 10-inch Daryl Dixon on the air?
I did not.
Did you wish it a happy birthday?
That's not a late FM friendly.
More importantly, did you give it a happy birthday?
I have to go now.
Are you currently giving it a happy birthday?
No, I'm not.
All right, because you're standing. So I just you sit.
This is a snappy banter.
Okay, all right. Yes. All right, well, it's definitely time now.
What time is it?
It is time to shut this shit down.